to the Big Guns Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay, welcoming you back. And we are past week four, going into week five, and certainly in the Big Guns Fantasy League, things have changed a little. And obviously, undefeated is no more, as Troop's Mortal Enemy and Voodoo Rage taking their first losses of the season, which is good for everyone else around the Big Guns Fantasy League, as we've seen some very interesting matchups indeed. Hail Murray against G-Unit, and Hail Murray was able to hold off 147.34 to 135.92. And you look at that game right there, and what was the deciding factor in that game? As both quarterbacks had a good game, certainly MVP candidates, Kyler Murray and Josh Allen doing what they do best. Saquon Barkley having a real good game as the Giants get their first win. Help them stay close in this one. And you look at some of the other players and just a consistent effort from Hail Murray's side. 12 to 15 points per player, if not more. And it looked pretty good. And if you look at some of the other players that just did not get it done, probably the Allen Robinson and DeAndre Swift not doing their job with some under 10-point performances certainly helped with that loss. And the people's tight end, George Kittle, only dropping 8. So that was pretty much that matchup, as G-Unit going to 1-3 and now looking at his team, probably wondering what he has to do to become competitive again. And at 1-3, it's tough sledding. Was a crucial spot for him to take a loss, as well as it was a big win for Hail Murray to get back to 500 and hopefully take some forward momentum going forward. Amish Rank Fight and Troop's Mortal Enemy, as Troop's Mortal Enemy takes his first loss of the season in a great matchup. Amish Rank Fight bringing it 179.10 versus 125.24. What a game. And again, you look at TB12 only putting up 10 points versus Joey B, 21 points. That was a big point differential right there. Derrick Henry doing Derrick Henry things for Troop's Mortal Enemy, but it wasn't enough. Chase Edmonds having a good game, basically 23 points. Tyler Boyd getting 21 points per se. Stephon Diggs. And then CeeDee Lamb only dropping 3.30 points. And that's not going to get it done. I think that was really the crippling number indeed. Dalton Schultz dropping close to 18 versus TJ Hockenson only dropping 8 was a big play as well. And the Bills defense, 24 points, and the Bills defense looking real good. Carolina Panthers were at -4. So I think when you look at Brandon Ayuk only putting 2 points up, CeeDee Lamb only putting 3 points up, and the Panthers putting up -4, you see why they lost. So, again, we'll see what happens with both of those teams as we go forward. Voodoo Rage taking a loss against Air Jordan, a.k.a. Neighborhood Watch, 167.06 to 124.62. And this was a matchup that certainly, you look at Matty Ice. A lot of people are saying Matty Ice is a guy that is done, finished, kaput. Matty Ryan's got something to say about that. Dropped 34. Matthew Stafford, everybody going gaga about that guy, only dropped 19 as the Cardinals smacked him around. Aaron Jones, only 10 points. Austin Eckler, fantasy guru, close to 35 points in a Chargers win over the Raiders. And that was pretty good stuff right there. James Robinson, 20 points. Javonte Williams, despite his angry runs, only 8 points for him versus 20 points for James Robinson. Devontae Adams, 12 points. Adam Thielen, 7. Scary Terry McLaurin basically faced off against Deontay Johnson, basically splitting hairs, 30 points apiece. Cortland Sutton with 7. Mike Williams, only 2 points. Jared Cook looking pretty good at 19 points for the Chargers. Travis Kelce only dropping 6 points. And Ryan Tannehill not having a good fantasy start to the season. Jameis Winston, despite them taking a loss to the Giants, put up 13 points, outdid them as well. But again, Voodoo Rage takes their first loss of the season. Look at the New Jersey football team. They went to 3-1 against the fantasy football team of Rob Bartz, 127-101 in that game. And Patrick Mahomes, newly signed to the New Jersey football team, dropping 37 points against Lamar Jackson's 22 points. He looked good, 5 touchdowns. Hopefully he won't look good next week against the Buffalo Bills. That's for another podcast. Kareem Hunt, the number 2 running back, playing better than number 1 running backs. On the other side for the fantasy football team, 16 points to 13. Zach Moss having a pretty good outing in a 40-0 rout of the Texans. Got 12 points. Chris Carson only 4 points. Kadarius Toney, newly signed, dropped 13 points against Justin Jefferson's 20. And Akeem Westbrook, Akine, whatever the hell his name is, I don't even think he's on the team anymore, only put up 5 points. When you look at this team, again, Matt Prater putting 16 on there. And again, not a huge blowout by any means, but Patrick Mahomes obviously helped with that. Zach Moss helped with that, and Matt Prater. So again, both of these teams. So the fantasy football team at 1-3, and New Jersey football team at 3-1. So good things happening. There's two teams going in totally different directions. SP Daddy taking a pretty big loss to the champ, OBJYN, 188-120. And Justin Herbert looked really good last night. And you look at this team, and Trevor Lawrence put up 16.76, but it wasn't enough. Zeke Elliott, 25 points to Daryl Henderson, 16. Again, things are still looking good for SP Daddy. And then the wheels fall off the bus. Dalvin Cook, only 6 points to Najee Harris's 21. And Amari Cooper versus Antonio Brown, pretty much split. But the big factor in this game was Tyreek Hill dropping 53, basically 54, over Keenan Allen, 10.6. And Calvin Ridley getting 15 points. The tight ends doing their thing. Sam Darnold dropping 25 to Justin Fields, 6. And yeah, that was the differentiating factors right there. Sam Darnold versus Justin Fields. And I'll tell you right now, for all the people out there that love these rookie quarterbacks, you better rethink your plan, because it's some tough sledding. You can say what you want, but again, tough, tough sledding. And I think that's the Achilles heel for SP Daddy going this year. We'll see what happens. And closing out, Diablo Del Sol with a very convincing victory over the Warriors, 183-110. And again, a trade happening in that one. Russell Wilson versus Aaron Rodgers, pretty much a wash. Devin Singletary versus Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Helaire having a very good game, 24 points to 9. David Montgomery, before injury, having 27 points to Miles Sanders, only 7. DJ Moore, great game for him as well, close to 32 points to OBJ's 5. And again, Deebo Samuel, newly acquired Deebo Samuel, dropping 41, basically 42. And that was the big factor in that game. Mike Gesicki having a good game, and Dak Prescott doing Dak Prescott things. Fantasy is good for him this season so far. 27 points to Derek Carr, who's now come back to Earth. And as everyone was talking about how great he was, really didn't look that good. And that's a trade that actually had a big portion of this game. So Derek Carr was newly acquired to the Warriors. Deebo Samuel did what he did well. So good matchup right there. And Diablo Del Sol with a good win goes to 500. The Warriors at 1-3 in that matchup. So again, you're looking at the divisions right now. Troops Mortal Enemy still ahead at 3-1. New Jersey football team right there with them at a 3-1 record. Amish Rake Fight, Diablo Del Sol at 500. Fantasy football team and the Warriors at 1-3. Going over to the Duff's division, Voodoo Rage and Air Jordan, aka Neighborhood Watch, at 3-1. OBJ and Hale Murray at 500, and G Unit and SP Daddy at 1-3. So what do they do? What happens right now? How is these teams going to turn it around? Is anyone's guess. You look at some of the players in the league around the National Football League that have had some great games. And the consistent performers have been just that. Josh Allen's and Justin Herbert's and the Patrick Mahomes and the Aaron Rodgers, they've all done well. And the rookies have struggled, which we've seen from the quarterback play. Derrick Henry still running really hard for this team. And a lot of, you know, slight injuries have played the point as we're seeing these teams, scramble to fill the void. Again, let's take a look at the matchups going into next week, if we can. And Hale Murray facing off against Neighborhood Watch. Big game for Hale Murray right now. Has to get this win right now and get to 3-2, knock down Neighborhood Watch, Air Jordan. And this one should be a close matchup indeed. But again, you look at what they're facing right now, and you're hoping that, again, favorable matchup for Matt Ryan facing the Jets. But the Jets played pretty good. So Robert Saleh bringing the defense, that's what he does. You're looking at Hale Murray's team. Kyle Murray, Kyler has a game against the San Francisco 49ers. That will be a great divisional matchup game as well. So we'll see what happens there. G-Unit at SP Daddy, battle of the 1-3 teams. So someone's going to go to 2-3. Someone team's going to go to 1-4. Scary stuff. See what G-Unit can do against SP Daddy's rookie brigade of quarterbacks in the league. Amish Wright fight against the Warriors. Again, 2-2 versus 1-3. Again, must-win game for the Warriors as they look to try to get ahead on this one. And time will tell. Amish Rake fight looking pretty strong right now. Voodoo Rage at 3-1 facing the champ, 2-2. And again, the champ starting to get a little momentum right here. This is going to be a very good game. Stay tuned on that one. New Jersey football team versus Troops Mortal Enemy. Again, the battle of 3-1 teams. Rick DeLisi versus Dom on this one. And this is anyone's guess to see what will happen. Stay tuned. Fantasy football team at Diablo del Sol. Again, a must-win game for Rob Bartz's team at 1-3. Diablo del Sol at 2-2 right now. So, again, a great slate of games on hand from all these teams. And, you know, who's the most, I guess, exciting player right now that we didn't expect? I know Kyler Murray was very exciting for me. Sure, I'm a homer. He's my guy. He's playing better than I expected. I expected him to have a good season. He's really, really done well for this team. And some of the things that we're seeing around the league, again, the Bills at 3-1, the rest of the division at 1-3, is a good spot for the Bills. They face a tough Kansas City team, and Kansas City hasn't looked as good as I'm sure they wanted to look. And they had a very convincing victory as well. And facing Buffalo at home, it's going to be a true test for both sides. Bills can't just muddle through this game and just put up, you know, a couple field goals here or there. They have to have a strong performance offensively and defensively. There's just no other way around it. Patrick Mahomes and his little glitch plays. Getting the job done, as always. Andy Reid will be dialing up some great plays for sure. When you look at some of the other teams around, let's see, we look at the AFC East, let's say, and again, the Bills doing very well. And, you know, the Patriots defense looked pretty good against Tampa Bay. But again, I think the defense has really been surprising for the Buffalo Bills. We know that they improved in the offseason. We know that they put some time in to get some players, and it's actually showing. They're pretty fired up. And again, not making the Buffalo Bills one-dimensional has shown. And you can look at the statistics of how much the Bills have put up points against what they've taken in. Their points for and points against is pretty absurd. But again, their records of who they played right now hasn't been anything to scoff at. Today, when they face, or I should say this week when they face the Chiefs. It's going to be a true test. And then the Titans, again, you can't sleep on the Titans. Sure, they lost to the Jets and everybody's like, oh my God. But the Titans are a good team. And the Jets, flashes of brilliance. And you've seen it in an overtime victory in that game, but not to sleep on the Titans as well. Again, another team not to sleep on. The Bengals looking pretty good in that division right now. Cleveland seemed, you know, good, but not great. Pittsburgh kind of is what we thought they would be right now. Big broken Ben is just that, battling injuries, and we're only 4 weeks into the season. Kind of where I thought we'd be. And with all the weapons that the Steelers have, it's a shame that they don't have a quarterback that can get him the ball consistently. His accuracy was wavered very much in last week's game. A lot of missed passes, a lot of overthrows, a lot of underthrows, and negative mobility, basically, for Big Ben is a tough thing to happen for that Steelers team. So how they are going to change their mindset, again, what do they do going forward is really the question. I think you want to have somebody behind Ben Roethlisberger. With Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins, you really don't have many options. If Ben gets hurt, they can step in. But again, they're not the long-term fix. And, you know, to me, that's a fail on the Steelers' part because, again, they bought into the Big Ben hype inside their organization as well. And I know a lot of people in fantasy might have thought that as well. Certainly the hype train pulled in Pittsburgh and everybody bought in. But we're right back to where we started. NFL Network this morning, you know, said, hey, Big Ben should have retired 2 years ago. I agree. I mean, I really think that he's just past his time. And it's only going to get worse. It's a longer season, so we'll see what happens right there. And again, you know, time will tell with that. Justin Herbert, again, I think some people are sleeping on Justin Herbert. And I've liked him since he took over for Tyrod Taylor, whatever you want to call it, whatever the week is. He has looked every bit as good as advertised, and he continues to just dominate. And you like to see that. The Broncos, they're 3-1, and I think the wheels are going to start to fall off that bus as well. Teddy Bridgewater getting that concussion is really a tough hit for them. Drew Lock is in, and again, I think Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock were basically, you know, kind of even Steven, basically from skill sets. I think that Teddy Bridgewater was more of a game manager, and I think he was able to stabilize that team a little bit more. I think Drew Lock has some more home run upside, but he's a little bit more erratic. So we'll see what happens and develops with Drew Lock under center, who he goes to, what happens right there. But they've got some great pieces to that puzzle, and they're hitting some injuries right now. Again, you know, Jerry Jeudy being out definitely hurts them. Raiders at 3-1 looked kind of Raider-like. And again, you know, everybody was super excited about Derek Carr, and Derek Carr may have hit his peak. And now Derek Carr is going to come back down to that level. And he doesn't have to throw 300-400 yards a game, because we know that, but he has to put up more points, and he has to play better. Again, as the quarterback, as the leader of that organization, they just didn't look good at all. The Chiefs at 2-2, I'm really not worried about. Again, they will fire right back up to the top again. Team's starting to figure them out a little bit, for sure, as that's good to see, being a Bills fan. And, you know, their record, obviously, is the most surprising thing for us right now, because didn't expect that. Everybody was basically handing them the Super Bowl appearance, and I'm glad that they're at 2-2. Bengals at 3-1. Did I think at the beginning of the year the Bengals were going to be 3-1 through 4 weeks? No. I pretty much thought the Browns were going to be up there. But you know what? It's a three-way tie between the Ravens, the Browns, and the Bengals. And the Steelers, again, where I thought they would be is where they are. When it all shakes out, I think really the firepower for the Bengals is super strong. From a consistency standpoint, I think the Browns have enough to hold their own through the season, the longevity that they have. The Ravens have gotten some very lucky wins, and I think that's going to catch up to them. And I think the Browns are going to end up still going. Bengals will be number two. Ravens will be three. But again, they have managed through the massive amount of injuries that the Ravens have had to stay at 3-1, which is really, really cool for them and John Harbaugh. Titans at 2-2, despite not playing as well as we expected them to play, they're still atop of a very, very crappy division. So again, if you're Mike Vrabel, you've got to be, praying to the big guy upstairs, saying thank God that they suck as bad as they do, because the Texans at 1-3, the Colts at 1-3, and the Jaguars at 0-4 doesn't leave much competition. And the Colts, may string some games together. If Carson Wentz can start to get some continuity and start to play at a consistent level and, start to pass that ball around, get Jonathan Taylor going, it'll be a two-way race. But I think the Titans could run away with this division as well. And, time will tell. So, all right, man, that's all I had to say today for the Big Guns Fantasy Update. And, that's really it. You have something you want to hear about, or you want a podcast topic that you want to talk about, let me know. Hit me up in the message board. That's all the time I got for now. See ya.